Praise the Lord, you have joined us here this morning for our morning Bible breakfast fellowship time here at the Queen's Ministry. I'm Elder Mary Ellis, and I certainly welcome you to this time of study with God's Word. We're starting a brand new lesson, and it is entitled The Promise Keeper. And I pray that you are blessed by the things that we share. Our verse pertaining to our lesson is found in Psalms 145:13, that B clause, and it says, I'm reading out of the NIV, and it says, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. That's our verse for our lesson. And we pray that as we dissect this verse, this is lesson is coming from this verse. We're focusing on that verse there. As we dissect this verse, we will gain more insight and be blessed by God's word as it pertains to his faithful commitment to keeping his promises. Come on, let's open up with the word of prayer. Father, we thank you on today for your word. We thank you for this time, this gathering, as we have joined here at the Queen's Ministry fellowship time. Though we may be in a virtual setting, we pray that your presence be in our midst, every home, Lord God. We ask that you would show up and illuminate our hearts and our minds to receive a word. Even if we receive that word at a later date, God, we ask that it would open up and speak to us, Lord God. Open our hearts and speak to us that we may, Lord God, gain the more from it. Now, Lord God, bless each participant. Bless those that will join with us and continue to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you again. We thank you for being with us here at our morning Bible study. And again, we're the Queen's Ministry, and we just look forward to sharing with one another. Even in this virtual setting, God has allowed us to be able to share with one another, and we're so thankful and so grateful for his blessings in our lives. All right, so we're talking about the Promise Keeper, and we're focusing on this verse in particular, Psalms 145:13b. This is a lesson that we've shared over the years with our students, our participants, our members, and we're going back over it again because it's good to be reminded. Let me say that again. It is good to be reminded of the blessings of the Lord, of the promises of the Lord our God. Yes, it is good to remind ourselves that God has made some promises to us all. Now, I want us to understand, as one biblical commentator wrote, that in each promise, God does pledge that something will or will not be done or given or come to pass. God does promise that. But in order for us to have a good understanding and to avoid frustration or disappointments, we should also be aware of how scriptures teaches us how to claim those promises. And we should also be aware that that every promise in the context of the verse and the storyline that you're reading, every promise is not for every person, all right? But there are many promises in the Bible, and there are many promises that are open to us all. Would you believe that there are over 7,000 promises in the Bible given to us by our Heavenly Father? Oh my goodness, over 7,000 promises. So I'm sure in those over 7,000 promises, you can find one for yourself. Amen. Someone once remarked that because we don't know what those promises are, or we do not ascribe to them in faith, we sometimes don't live the life that we can. We sometimes live that life in anxiety or fear or depression or worry. When if we knew the promises of God, we would have a better understanding of what it is that God offers to us as believers, and know that God doesn't want us to be like that. He doesn't want us to live in fear or to live in anxiety. What does his word says? Be anxious for nothing. Amen. But what? With prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And then he didn't say he would answer it in the way you wanted him to answer, but he will offer something something. Oh my goodness, I'm getting ahead of myself. But he will offer something that will keep you while you're going through. And then the word definitely tells us that he has not given us a spirit of fear, but in turn, he has given us a spirit of power, love, and soundness of mind. So we need to grasp hold to those things that are offered to us in God's word. And it is through his word that we get a better understanding of our relationship to him and what he offers to us through his faithful commitment to his people. And we need to know that he offers safety. He offers security in his word. And then by faith, if we were together in a room, I would say, reach out, touch your neighbor, say, neighbor, by faith. Yes. By faith, we can claim those promises and all that he has to offer. And we can have confidence in him. Amen. We can say like Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. That's confident belief in the Lord our God. Amen. We can have confidence in him that he will not be untrue to his word. Why? Because the word of God says God is not a man that he what should lie, nor the son of man that he needs to repent. That's right. If he said it, come on, we can believe that it will be true and it can be brought to pass because he is a promise keeper. Amen, somebody. And so this is what our lesson is about today. And I want you hopefully to grasp some more insight as to what it is when we go to the Lord our God in prayer, what we can pray back to him. Amen. That's one of the things when you study prayer that instructors or writers and teachers tell us is to learn the word of God so you can pray that word back to the Father. Amen. And he is one that will uphold his word. And so it is incumbent upon us to get to know God's word. And again, as we look at this lesson on Promise Keeper, we're coming from the reading of God's word, and we're basing it on this foundational verse today, Psalms 145:13b. The Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. Amen. So we cannot possibly delve into the thousands of promises that I said earlier that was written for our edification, but we can focus on a few, and that's what we plan on doing. We're going to focus on a few of those promises, and I'm going to even ask you to delve in personally on your own and look for some of the promises for yourself. But we're going to take a look at a few in our lesson as we walk through the Bible and take a look at what God has said in his word and identify those promises and see if we can claim them, come on here, for ourselves. Because we know in his word that he has promised us health. He has promised us healing. He has promised us that there can be prosperity, provision, safety, guidance, protection. Oh my goodness, God looks out for us in every area of our lives. Aren't you glad about that? I hear in my ear, in the back of my head, and Deaconess Annie Robinson probably can attest to this and probably can appreciate this. Aren't you glad about Jesus? Our Elder Mary McGriff, the late Elder Mary McGriff, was fond of encouraging us to appreciate God and by saying this in our hearing on many occasions. Aren't you glad about Jesus? And as we go through our lesson on Promise Keeper, I hope and pray you can say that with the assurance and the confidence of Joshua. I am glad about Jesus. Amen. Come on, hear somebody. I know we can't hear one another, but put your hands together and bless the Lord our God no matter where you are at this point in time. Remember, the part of this lesson I want us to get is the very first part of that scripture text, that the Lord is faithful. I'm going to repeat that word once more again, that what I want from us to get from our lesson today is that the Lord is faithful. Yes. Part one of our lesson says, it opens with this thought, that he is faithful to his promises. The Lord is faithful to His promises. To those of you that may be listening to our lesson at a later date, we do encourage you to call our church office where you can ask and receive a copy of our worksheet, or you can also download it from our website. It's available on our church's website, but we do make this available for your perusal, for your study. You can call our church office and it'll be made available by mail or email to you if you desire to have it for your study. Amen. But right now, as we begin, we're going to talk about God's faithfulness. Webster Dictionary, the New World Edition, defines faithfulness as being loyal, conscientious, accurate, and reliable. Let me repeat that. The word faithful or faithfulness is defined as being loyal, conscientious, accurate, and reliable. Can't you see that in our God? Can't you see that in our Heavenly Father, that He is loyal, that He is conscientious, that He is accurate, and He is definitely reliable? That's why we can have confidence in Him. Amen. We see these elements portrayed in our Heavenly Father. We also point out to you that that word faithful is the quality of steadfast loyalty, or, get this, and if you have a pen, underline this, a firm adherence to promises. Let me repeat that to you. The definition of faithful also states that it is the quality of steadfast loyalty or firm adherences to promises. Amen. We are going somewhere, because that is a word already that we can be blessed by. Amen. So as we continue in this lesson, we as believers then can have the assurance that a faithful God is faithful in keeping His promises. A faithful God. Look at your neighbor. And you might not be able to see no neighbor but yourself. And speak to yourself right now and say, God is faithful. God is loyal. God is accurate. God is reliable. God is willing to have a firm adherence to His promises. He is faithful. Amen. So much so that we can stand on, hold fast to, depend upon, position ourselves on, and rely in God's promises as a certainty of fact. Yes, we can. Can I get an amen, somebody? Praise God. The Word of God reminds us that the Lord is not slow in keeping His promises, and that He is not only faithful, get this, but He is also mighty in power to accomplish what He says He will do. He is mighty in power to accomplish that very thing He says He will do. It's almost like you can count on taking that check to the bank and it not bouncing and giving you the money that is written on it. That's what we can look and see in God our Father. If He said it, He can show enough, back it up, and He can be relied upon to do it. Amen? He can be relied upon to perform that great deed. It's incumbent upon us to just believe Him. Amen? So, let's go to Numbers. Remember, we talked about we're going to walk through the Bible in this particular lesson. So, we're going to Numbers 23 and 19. I'm going to read it. And it again says this: God is not a man that He should lie, nor a son of man that He should repent. Has he said it? And will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? You can cash that check, y'all, and not have to worry about it bouncing and not being paid. My goodness, has he said it? And will he not do it? Or has he spoken and will he not make good? So our point from Numbers 23:19 says, does he promise and not fulfill? Does he promise and not fulfill? That's the question posed to the people. Does God, who you know to be faithful, who has brought you up out of the land of Egypt, has he promised and not fulfilled? Has he promised and not fulfilled? Oh my goodness, that's a question I want to ask to us today. Has God promised? Does he promise and not fulfill? Well, we're going to get the answer to that. Let's go to Joshua 23:14. I'll give you a moment to get there. Joshua 23:14. When you have it, come on here, somebody. That's right. Say amen. But go to Joshua 23:14 with me. I'm going to read it in your hearing. And it says this. Here is the answer for that question posed to the people. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth. And I'm reading the New King James Version. So my version may seem or sound a little different to you. But it is all God's word. 14. Behold, this day I am going the way of all the earth, and you know in all your hearts, in all your souls, that not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass for you. Are y'all getting this answer? Are you getting it? He said, let me stop right there and repeat that. He says, not one thing has failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. All have come to pass. Get excited. Not one word of them has failed. So here's the question. Does he promise and not fulfill? And Joshua comes back and says, every promise he has fulfilled. Not one of them has failed. Not one of them has not come to pass. Every promise he has fulfilled. Can I get an amen, somebody? So we see again, and we talked about Joshua, and our pastor talked about him in our morning session, talking to us about Joshua declaring in the midst of the people that he was going to serve the Lord, him and his household. And here Joshua is reminding the people, as they have entered into the promised land, that every promise that God has spoken, that he has ushered to the people, has not failed, has come to pass. Again, we have to remember the context of the promises and who God is speaking to. And there are promises that were specific to the time period, to the individual or the collection of people, but there are promises in the Bible that are for us all, and we're going to explore those open promises that God has for us. And sometimes God speaks a word to you. That's right. He may promise something for you in your life. And it may not be for me, but it may be just for you. And so many times you need to go back and hear that word that God has spoken in your ear gate, in your heart. in your mind, in your life, and look and see if he has not brought it to pass yet. And if he hasn't, I say like Isaiah, wait on the Lord and continue to ask him to show you the revelation, the illumination of that promised word in your life. But do hold on to the fact that God does have promises in the Bible for all of us. But in some contexts, those promises are for a select individual or select occasion. Let's go to Psalms and see what the writer in Psalms has to say. This particular one is, again, one of the Psalms of David. 36 and 5. Psalms 36 and 5. Give you a moment to jump over there. Psalms 36 and 5, we read in your hearing, it says, "Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens." Get this, "Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds." Your mercy, O Lord, is in the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds. Oh, somebody can praise God. Amen. Because God's faithfulness is not limited. God's faithfulness is not limited. It doesn't stop. It is beyond measure. It reaches to the skies or the clouds. Amen. Great is the Lord's faithfulness, for it is beyond measure. It reaches to the clouds or the skies. Amen. It is beyond our capacity to understand it fully. Amen. You remember growing up in church or being in church, you hear the song being sung, we'll understand it better by and by. It's just some things we're not going to understand on this side of glory. We're going to have to wait till we get to the other side. Amen. And we'll get a better understanding and get a better insight. Sometimes that's why faith is important. You can only believe and trust God because you can't see with the natural eye. And that's what the word is saying about God's faithfulness, about the Lord's faithfulness. It is beyond measure. It is beyond the capacity of our being able to understand it fully. Amen. But we can hold fast to this thought that God is faithful. Touch yourself today and make sure your heart received that and say today in your own hearing, the Lord is faithful. And then just go back to the definition of faithful. What is it? Faithful is being reliable. Faithful is being loyal, conscientious, and accurate. Can't you see that being part of the characteristics of our Heavenly Father? Come on here, somebody, and say yes. Amen. So the Lord's faithfulness is beyond measure. It reaches to the skies. Come on here. Bless the Lord. No matter where you are right now, just tell him thank you. That's right. Just open up your mouth and tell the Lord thank you, for he certainly is worthy of our praise. Come on, we're going to jump over to the New Testament, and we're going to go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians, verse number 1. Chapter number 1, verse number 20. Excuse me. Let's go to 2 Corinthians, chapter number 1, verse number 20. Give you a moment to jump over to the New Testament. 2 Corinthians, that first chapter, and that 20th verse. We're talking still about the promises of God. We're still talking about the first portion of that verse in Psalms 145, where it says the Lord is faithful to all his promises. And we're still excited about breaking that word down to reveal to us what it means when it says the Lord is faithful to all his promises. So far we see that if he spoke it, that if he said it, it will come to pass. He does not promise what he cannot fulfill. Joshua comes back and reminds us that every promise, everything he has spoken, and he was talking to the children of Israel at that time, had come to pass. Amen. And then the word of God reminds us that that faithfulness of God is beyond measure, beyond our full capacity to understand it. And now we're right here where it says, for all the promises of God in him are what? Yea and amen. Let me read 2 Corinthians 1 and 20 and you see for yourself. For all the promises of God in him, him being Jesus, are yes, and in him, again, Jesus, amen, to the glory of God through us. I'll read it once more in your hearing while you write those two words on your worksheet. For all the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through him. So, all the promises of God are what? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen being, so be it. That's right. So again, going back to what Joshua said, if he has spoken it, if he has told it, it is surely going to come to pass according to his word. Amen, somebody. So one of the Greek words for promises, as we see in that particular text of 2 Corinthians 1 and 20, is the Greek word, and excuse me for chopping it up because I haven't learned Greek yet, but it's a possibility I will one day. But I believe it sounds like this, epagella, 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 which means, it's a Greek word for promise, and it means announcement or a divine assurance of a good message. That's the word you want to put there. Epagella is announcement, a divine assurance of a good message. So, in my research of faithfulness and God's adherence to his promise, is this one writer broke it down in this regard, and he says, you must hear the announcement. You must hear the epagella, the announcement. The ready to receive the message. And believe my God's divine assurance. Believe my God divine assurance. So you must hear the announcement. Be ready to receive the message and believe my divine assurance. This is what one writer says this means, the epagella means. Be ready to receive the message. You must hear the announcement. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And you got to believe that word of God and God's divine assurance that he will bring it to pass. Amen. Oh, we're so thankful today for God's word. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So in other words, God is saying, if he said it, you can believe he will do it. That's what you want to put there on that line. In other words, if God said it, you can believe he will do it. In other words, if God said it, you can believe he will do it. Praise be to God. Again, we're talking from the verse Psalms 145. That B clause, the Lord is faithful to all his promises and loving toward all he has made. And so we're breaking down that first portion. The Lord is faithful to all his promises. And we have come to the point where we're saying, God, saying that, God, you are able, based on your word and what your word has proven to us, you are faithful in delivering on your promises. Y'all remember this song? I know you have. Many of you been on the choir, the senior choir, the whosoever choir, the gospel chorus, male chorus, combined choirs. Just sitting in church, you probably heard this song, hearing it on other broadcasts. But this song is very familiar. It's a hymn written by Russell K. Carter, a hymnologist. And it says this. I picked out a couple of verses because it deals with the promises of God. Listen, I'm not going to sing it. I'm just going to recite it for you. But standing on the promises that cannot fail, when the howling storms of doubt and fear assail, by the living word of God I shall prevail, standing on the promises of God. Next verse says, standing on the promises I cannot fall, listening every moment to the Spirit's call, resting in my Savior as my all in all, standing on the promises of God. And then you, of course, remember the refrain is, I'm standing, I'm standing, I'm standing on the promises of God. Let's quickly go through this portion of the lesson, and we're going to end there for the morning. Looking at those verses, let's answer these questions. In this hymn, the writer tells us several things about God's promises. What does he say? He says his promises cannot what? Fail. That's it. The writer reminds us from the word of God, because we already read that in Joshua, where Joshua says everything that he said has not failed. The writer comes back and says, I'm standing on the promises that cannot fail. Number two, or B, his promises stand up against the storms of doubt and fear. God's promises stand up against the storms of doubt and fear. So when the enemy tries to cause you, or even when your natural state of anxiety causes you to feel fearful, or you begin to doubt, go back to God's word and look at his promises for his people, for the children of God. Amen. And won't those promises stand up against those storms of doubt and fear? Yes, they will. If you believe and trust God, they will. See, his promises found in his word helps the believer to what? Prevail. 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 To overcome, to be victorious, to be winners. Amen. Glory to God. Now, it may not always look like you are winning. Praise God. But you are, because Jesus has already said, I've already overcome the world. Amen. I've already given you the victory. So if we go back to, again, to God's word, in his word, we can see where we can stand on his word. And standing on his word as believers in his word, we can prevail, we can overcome, we can be sustained, we can be maintained. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, God. Sometimes that victory in God looks like us coming out with the peace of mind in our hearts and being able to see and be able to do. Things may be falling around all around us and falling apart. Amen. But we still got a presence of mind. We still got the saneness and the soundness of mind. Amen. Glory to God. We didn't lose it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise God. All right. Next one. Standing on his promises, one cannot fall. The writer says, I cannot fall, but I'm issuing this to all of us. Standing on his promises, the writer says, I cannot fall. One cannot fall. Amen. His promise, next one, his promise of his Spirit, what? Helps guide and direct me. That's right. God's promise of his Spirit will direct us and lead us in the way that we should go. That's how we don't fall, because we don't follow our way. We follow the way of the Lord. Come on here. So we are listening every moment, every moment, every moment to God's Spirit as He directs us. Remember, one of our verses was, whether you hear from behind you, you will hear the voice of the Lord telling you the way in which you should go. That's one of our verses. Back in March, it was Isaiah 30 and 21. He says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. It goes to this song writer, pulling that out of the word, listening every moment to the Spirit's call. That's right. God's promise of His Spirit. That's something He gives to all His children. It's one that we can all grasp hold to and claim will help and guide us and direct us. And the last one there, F, it says His promise that we can blank in the Savior who will sustain us and keep us. Rest. His promise that we can rest in the Savior who will sustain us and keep us. Jesus says, come unto me. And what? I will give you rest. Praise God. So that promise again is open to us all. That's one of those open promises that the Lord says, and in Jesus we find rest. Amen. I recall one of the verses where Jesus said to the disciples, come away with me and let's rest. Amen. And so rest is important. And not only is it important for our physical need, but it's important also for our spiritual need. And many times the craziness that goes all around, if we could just get quiet in the Lord and find a resting place in Him. Amen. It'll help us to be able to handle what we're going through. Amen. So His promise that we can rest in the Savior will sustain us and keep us. So there is a resting place in the Lord, a hiding place. Psalms 91, He who dwells. Dwell, remember that word dwell means not just running in and out, but that means getting in there and sitting down and getting comfortable, living, habitating there. That's right, He who dwells. Come on here, you found a place where you can call home, put your feet up on the chair or the sofa, amen, and relax. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty, amen. There is rest in the Savior who will sustain us and keep us. Finally, we can truly trust in God and His Word in His promises. Thanks be to God today. Put those hands together again. I know we're not in a one single place, but wherever you are, bless the Lord our God and tell Him thank you on today for His promises and that He is faithful to fulfill. We're going to stop right there. This again is the Queen's Ministry Morning Bible Study here, and we're thanking God for the opportunity to again remind ourselves what it means to stand on the promises of God. I pray that you've been blessed by the word share, and I pray that you will come back for the next part as we continue in this study of God's word. Amen. Well, we want to also remind you that if you need answers or you just like a worksheet, you can request that by calling our church office and leaving a message, and we will definitely reach out. Leave your name and number. We will definitely reach out to you. God bless you is our prayer. May heaven continue to smile upon you. May the love of God and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you is our prayer indeed. In Jesus' name, amen.